Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble.
He cares for those who trust in Him. Nahum 1, verse 7.
That's right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And it's the Christcast 2020, two generations with
one mission.
Broadcasting live, well, podcasting live. From Chick-fil-A at
West Point Village, our favorite Chick-fil-A.
Yes. I got a spicy chicken sandwich last night for free because of my points on my app now that I'm at red status. So don't forget to get the Chick-fil-A app. It's one app with
endless awesome.
Absolutely. And I heard about this
school in New Jersey,
a college in New Jersey doesn't want Chick-fil-A on their campus because of their perceived bias. We're here almost every Thursday morning, right? Have you ever seen Chick-fil-A turn anybody away?
No.
I haven't either. So that's the way things are. I've noticed the past few weeks the show feels like it's been really in sync. And as Kiki says, it's been chill. And I think I know why. Because my junior spring break was epic. Not as epic as yours is going to be, but mine was pretty epic. I was up kind of where your sister goes to school at Cato Lake at the height of my high school peak. I just bought my red motorcycle. Everything was going so well. But you're headed out. Big trip.
Yes, I am. I'm actually flying across seas to Barcelona, Spain for soccer. I'm going to be playing that whole week.
Wow, that's awesome. And of course, I heartily encourage everyone to read up on something called the Reconquista. Spain was a Muslim country, and it took about 700 years to make it a Christian country again, and a lot of great history. You look at Turkey and some of the great books of the Bible that are Muslim countries now. They used to be Christian countries. Spain is one of those countries. The Reconquista ended on January 2nd, 1492, and of course later that year. It's been a long time since I studied my Spanish history. My family being from Portugal, it's all right there in the Iberian Peninsula. And so, please be safe. Please be safe. I want to send a shout out. I don't make it easy to contact the show because of your relative age. But someone did contact me through Facebook, my buddy Albert, who is out at the St. Thomas Aquinas School in Ghana. So we want to say hello to them. They got a great motto, Veritas Liberat, which means?
Always the truth, which is always a good motto because it's better to be honest than to lie to people.
That's right, and that's what you hear on this show, always the truth. And today we're going to be talking about one of these books of the Bible that if you're not looking for it,
it's a minor prophet.
You're probably going to miss it, okay?
Yeah.
It's like three pages in my Bible, and I'll
it's
be very
short,
honest.
But good.
Very good, and I did not know it was in there. I'm discovering some books in the Bible that I was not aware of, and so this chronology, this journey through the Bible is really benefiting me. And so we're going to talk about it, and we'll do it all right after
this.
To find the show, just Google Christcast 2020 or say, Alexa, play Christcast 2020 podcast.
Hello, my name is Regret.
All right, and Kiki's going to start with who wrote the book.
Okay, so Nahum says he wrote the book, which is pretty self-explanatory. He writes the book. Nahum, in Hebrew, actually means comforter or counsel. So he's trying to comfort the Israelites into a new way of teaching. He further identifies his hometown as Ekwash, which is it's one of the smaller villages at the time, and the village is kind of more near the city of Capernaum, which is more relative to some people, which means village of Nahum.
There's some belief that that's where nobody really knows where Nahum is, but because that's what Capernaum means, of course, famous city in the New Testament, that's where Jesus Christ meets Peter, Simon Bar-Jonah, who becomes Peter. Upon this rock, Peter, Petra, Greek Peter, I will build my church. I hope I see Peter there at the pearly gates many years hence.
I hope all of us.
I hope so too. So let's talk about when we are in the Bible. The book recounts the fall of Thebes, which is actually in Egypt. It's actually called En Amon in the Bible. And so we can place the date. It's one of those things in the Bible that allows us to place the date about 650 years before the birth of Christ. And It's pretty interesting because Nahum is about telling Nineveh that you guys have just blown it again.
You remember Nineveh from Jonah?
That's right. And they think they're pretty powerful. They think they're pretty great. And he reminds them, hey, look what happened to Thebes. And he says in Nahum, he says, are you any better than the city of Thebes, situated on the Nile River, surrounded by water?
She was protected by the river on all sides, walled in by water, which is Nahum 3, verse 8.
Yeah, he's saying, look, if a city that is that protected with natural boundaries, and Nineveh was, by the way, protected by a big moat. You had to be able to swim and get to the walls. Very, very heavily fortified city. And like you said, a lot has changed in the 150 years since the book of Jonah.
So what is the main idea of the book of Nahum? Nahum is telling Nineveh that their days are numbered, and like, this is the second time they've heard it, and they still haven't figured it out yet. But that's kind of how the Israelites are, too. They hear it numerous times and never fix anything. 150 years before Jonah had compelled Nineveh to repent and change their ways, which is about Jonah. Then you're going to read a verse in Jonah 3, verse 5 that talks about it more.
He said, and the people of Nineveh believed in God, so they listened to Jonah, and they called a fast and put on sackcloth, which was a form of, like, repentance. From the greatest to the least of them, even the king of Nineveh put himself in sackcloth. However,
150 years later, Nineveh still went downhill, and they got even worse than what they were before.
Oh, man, because we do have some homeschoolers that listen to this show. It's pretty brutal stuff, I've got to tell you. The way they treated people and some of the things they did, and there's pictures of it. They were so proud of how badly they were treating their enemies that they actually, not pictures, not like we take pictures, but little etchings and stuff like that. And he says in Nahum 3:1, woe to the bloody city full of lies and plunder. No end to the prey.
The crack of the whip and the rumble of the wheel, galloping horse and bounding chariot.
Horsemen charging, flashing sword and glittering spear, hosts of slain, heaps of corpses. It's really bad.
Honest.
Yeah, it's really bad. And they've already destroyed the northern kingdom. And so you can imagine having these terrible people. They're right across the way, right, where we're at. They're sort of like over on county line, and we're right here going, hey, it's going to be our turn any time now. And, Nahum is referenced. We find Christ in Nahum. The Apostle Paul cites Nahum 1:15.
Which says, behold upon the mountains the feet of him who bring good news.
That's right. Paul writes in Romans, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news, to describe the ministry of Christ and the apostles. Basically, what I take away from that is that we must have nice feet because we preach the good word every Thursday.
It says don't shame your body if you're teaching a good word.
That's right. And so you do see some great foreshadowing in the book of Nahum. Hey, let's talk about applying Nahum today. From Nahum 1:3.
It says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in his power. That sounds great in the, just for us because we're sinners. And you notice how fast people get mad at us just for maybe even doing the podcast.
Just for doing the podcast, yeah.
But God is slow to anger. He's slow with those people.
Gave the Ninevites 150 years.
Mm.
You know, God is patient. He gives nations time to repent and glorify him by their actions. If you've listened to our shows before, you've heard me say this, and it's a historical fact. There are only two countries in the history of humanity that have started their nationality based upon a covenant with the Almighty. Israel is one, and the United States is the other. And God is patient, but as we continue to turn away from God, I promise you this,
God will not be mocked, or his power will come down upon all of us.
That is absolutely right. I guarantee you Nineveh never thought they would cease to exist, but Nahum had something to say about that.
In Nahum 1:4, the Lord says, the Lord has given the command concerning you, Nineveh. You have no descendants to bear your name. That sounds ominous.
And there aren't any. Nineveh is just a mound of sand and rubble near the city of Mosul, Iraq, to this very day. No descendants, no history, no culture, no music. God gave them a shot, they blew it, and they were eternally cut off. And so applying that today, folks, this country doesn't change its ways. I might not be alive to see it, but I hope we turn back to God in the time that you're alive and that your descendants are upon the earth. Listen, Nahum lived in a very dark time. He must have felt like he was on an impossible mission trying to convince these terrible people to he wasn't really asking them to repent. He was telling them judgment day is near. Yep. And so we kind of see that today.
As we continue to do the show, even people like mock us and criticize us for doing it. We see far more people watch and listen to things that are ungodly instead of things, shameless plug like this, that are godly, that people kind of need to hear at this time, because everyone's super concerned. Oh my gosh, what is our president doing? Oh my gosh, what's happening across seas? Everyone's super concerned about what's happening around them. But if they come in and focus on God, none of that's going to matter.
I can't top that. My name is Jason Dyes alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
You've been listening to the Christcast 2020, and to God be the
glory.